Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Let's jump back into the Karen Reed trial and talk about what's going on over there. Nicole Elbert, in her testimony this last week, addressed several key points regarding the night John O'Keefe died and subsequent events. Defense attorney Elizabeth Little scrutinized Elbert's omission of mentioning her nephew, Colin Elbert, in initial interviews with state police, suggesting a possible intent to protect him, which I find interesting because, like, are they trying to point a finger at her nephew as wanting to kill John O'Keefe?
Yeah, it's really weird how this is all coming around. I mean, the dog discussion that we're going to get to in a few minutes just astounds me, because the dog didn't kill him.
No.
You know? So I get it. Let's just theoretically say the dog attacked him. Let's just say that happened, okay? Well, that's not what killed him. So I don't understand why we're focusing on it.
Here's another thought.
And the nephew, yeah. I don't get that either.
If there's a dead body in the yard and they let the dog out to go potty or something, like, just let him out. I don't know that happened, but I don't know. It's just another thought of, like, well, if there is something with the dog and John O'Keefe, which some people will say there is and some people will say there isn't, I'm waiting for a expert to give some insight into that. I think that could be also a possible reason, but we'll find out more about that. Nicole Elbert clarified that Colin was not considered part of the group that night, as he left immediately when they arrived home from the Waterfall Bar and Grill, hence his exclusion from the statements to police. Additionally, Little highlighted brief phone calls between Nicole and her sister, Jen McCabe, on the morning after O'Keefe's death, which Nicole claimed she did not answer, stating she was awoken by McCabe physically coming into her room instead. Let's take a listen.
Ms. Albert, you received...
If I could just see what's being shown to the witness before. Thank you. May we approach?
Okay. No. All right, so let's mark one for identification, please, Ms. Little.
Thank you.
Okay, and you can give it back to Ms. Albert.
Thank you.
And you can go back and ask a question, and let's see where we go with this, okay?
Ms. Albert, do you recognize this document?
Recognize it?
Do you know what it is?
Well, yeah, I see what it is.
Does it refresh your recollection as to the two calls you received on the morning of January 29th?
It says here two calls were placed.
Okay, don't read it, but you were asked a specific question. So if you could answer the question, please.
Does that refresh your recollection to the two calls you received from your sister on the morning of January 29th?
She may have placed those phone calls to me, but I never answered them.
You received a call from Jennifer McCabe on January 29th at 6:07:42 a.m. that lasted for 9 seconds, correct?
She may have placed a phone call to me. I never answered it. I never spoke to her that morning.
You also received a second call from your sister at 6:08:17 a.m. that lasted for 7 seconds, correct?
Objection.
Go ahead and answer that.
It says that, but I never answered a phone call from my sister Jennifer that morning.
You're aware that cell phone companies have what are called tolling records, correct? That show if there's a voicemail or something of that nature.
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Ms. Albert, it's your testimony here today that you never spoke to your sister that morning.
I never spoke to my sister on the phone that morning.
Who else was in your bedroom that morning?
Me and my husband.
You and Brian Albert were the only two individuals who could have answered those calls that morning, correct?
With only two people in the room, besides the dog.
And at 6:07 a.m., someone had a 9-second call with Jennifer McCabe, correct?
Objection.
All right, sustained. And you've got more for this witness, I imagine, Ms. Little?
You're talking 7 seconds, 9 seconds. It's not a conversation of any importance. And I kind of believe her that she never answered the damn call.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been like so sleepy and something happens with your phone, like an alert comes in, you don't have it silenced, and you just like roll over and hit a button and
sure.
go back to sleep?
Yeah.
I've done that numerous times.
Yeah.
She may have accidentally answered while she was sleeping and not even known. And the person was like, nobody's here, I'm hanging up.
I've done it where I meant to send to voicemail and it like answers it. And then it's like, oh shit. And yep. you turn it off. 7 to 9 seconds. So what in total, we're talking what, almost 15, 16 seconds here. What are you going to communicate in that? Oh my God, we killed him. Here's the cover up story. And like talking like a fucking auctioneer. And I mean, it's just, yeah. They're inconsequential. I just feel like they're completely inconsequential. Did she make the call? Sure. But, you know, was there a conversation? Clearly not. The assistant district attorney, Adam.
No, you can.
Go ahead.
You can hear the exasperation in her voice, too, because yeah. she's just like, no, I did not take a phone call from my sister. I didn't.
Exactly.
Not that I can recall.
Yeah.
You know, you may show some data that the phone call was answered. But there was not a conversation that I had.
Yeah, exactly. The assistant district attorney, Adam Lally, also inquired about the Alberts family dog, Chloe, addressing the defense theory that Chloe might have attacked O'Keefe. Nicole Elbert confirmed that Chloe had previously been involved in aggressive incidents with other dogs, leading to her decision to remove Chloe in Vermont, or rehome, rather, Chloe in Vermont, emphasizing that it was not a matter of getting rid of the dog, but ensuring her a better environment for her. Let's take a listen to that.
You testified that your German Shepherd, Chloe, was also at the house when you arrived home on January 29th, correct?
Yes.
She's a large German Shepherd.
Yep, about 70 pounds.
She's not great with strangers.
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that she... It's kind of a poorly worded question. Would you say that she's good with strangers?
I'd say she's fine with strangers.
Fine with strangers, okay.
Yep.
She's definitely not good with other animals, is she?
No, she did not like other dogs.
Chloe actually has a well-documented bite history, doesn't she?
Objection.
Does she?
With dogs. A couple dogs, yes.
Ms. Albert, she also has a bite history with humans, doesn't she?
Objection.
Ask that differently.
Ms. Albert, Chloe has injured other humans, hasn't she?
Objection.
I'm going to allow that.
In one incident in May of 22, when she got out and was fighting with another dog, the woman who was dog it was tried to break up the two dogs. And while she was trying to break up the two dogs, she got injured.
There are actually two individuals who were injured in that incident, correct?
Well, there was two women, but I believe just one woman, from what I understand, had an injury from Chloe. The other one may have fallen or something, but I'm not sure 100%.
There were two women who were actually taken to the hospital after that incident, correct?
Yes, a neighbor had called the police or called an ambulance just to make sure they were okay.
And you mentioned that Chloe had actually escaped from the backyard
mm-hmm.
in that incident.
Yes.
And that happens from time to time at your house, correct?
It had happened a few times, yes.
And Mr. Albert let Chloe out when he arrived that night, correct?
Yep.
Ms. Albert, you don't have Chloe anymore, do you?
Nope.
In May of 2022, 4 months after Mr. O'Keefe's death, you got rid of your family dog of 6 years.
Objection.
Oh, is that true? Is that when you got rid of your dog?
I did not get rid of my dog. I rehomed my dog.
Your dog is no longer in the Canton area, correct?
No, but I know where she is. She's in Vermont. And that previous testimony, that information has all been given. So if she was ever needed for anything, we know where she is.
Was that testimony given to the defense?
Probably.
Was I present at the hearing where you testified about this?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Your Honor, can we approach?
Sure.
So even if the dog did attack John O'Keefe, it wasn't, he didn't like go for his jugular or something like that.
Well, and he wasn't mauled to death. He had,
no.
It was sustained on his arm. So even if the dog did do something, it wasn't enough to cause the trauma that he had sustained on his head.
Yeah. It really doesn't have anything to do with the two. I don't know where this is going. I mean, it's just so discombobulated. It's like, okay, maybe this happened, maybe this didn't. Like, the dog does not have a history of attacking human beings. He doesn't. He was attacking other dogs. When you get in between that, then he could go at you, but you're putting yourself in a very dangerous situation at that point as well. You're not having the dog just go after you. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad. I mean, this woman just sounds so annoyed, and I'm glad that she kind of went after them about, I didn't get rid of my dog.
Yeah.
I rehomed it, which is exactly what she has done. And a lot of pet owners, and I come from the veterinary world, when pet owners don't have any alternatives, I'm not going to go into any politics here, but there's something you can do if you have an aggressive dog. It's called rehoming it. You don't have to kill it. You don't have to, you know. There are things that you can rehome it to a situation that's more palatable for the dog and for you and safer. And there are things you can do. And it sounds like that's what she did.
Yeah.
And I don't see the problem here.
Well, the dog's not dead. It's still available if somebody needs to go see the dog and do a deposition with the dog. Again, it's just like, okay, I mean, I don't know. Their lines of questioning, I don't know how well they're playing off to the jury either. It's just so, like, they're getting the answers they don't want of, like, no, that's not true. It is true that you did this. Like, no, it's not. It is true that you did that. No, it's not true.
No.
And it's so annoying to the average individual, because it's like, you're not hearing a word I'm saying. But they're going down their line of questioning and trying to get in the jury's mind, basically, that these faux facts that they're stating out loud are facts when they're not. The witnesses are saying, no, it's not. That's not true. Lastly, Nicole discussed her family's decision to sell their home, asserting it was unrelated to O'Keefe's death and attributed to practical reasons such as downsizing due to her children getting older. And by the way, it was on the market before this ever happened. So I think that's a big nothing burger right there.
Tony, what person would you not want to sell your home if there was a dead body at some point in your yard? I'd kind of want to be like, you know what? I think it's time to move.
I don't know. I think you start doing tours.
Well, you're different.
Now, I think it would be very difficult to stay. I mean, if it was in the home, yes. If it was outside, I don't know. I think just the attention, the unwanted attention that you would continue to get would probably be enough to want to get out of there. But the point being, it was on the market before this happened. So this did not spark them to go and sell the house. It was already on the market. So what's the argument here? I don't know. There's just, again, you say things certain ways, you confuse people certain ways, you can win. And it feels like there's a lot of attempts at confusing the shit out of this jury, because it's easy to get confused in this case.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.